Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We got a special episode for you today. We posted our live podcast that was recorded at the Hollywood Improv on Tuesday, November 6, 2018, the day of the elections. Tensions were high, and we kept it dark and weird. This is we really enjoyed recording this in front of people. It was great to be in front of an audience. And speaking of the audience, you can't really hear them, so when we're cracking jokes, kind of sounds like we're bombing, but if you listen closely, you can hear people laughing. Speaking of bombing, I am performing with Jamie Kennedy all weekend in Tempe, Arizona. Guys, this is big for me. This is my first time ever featuring for a headliner. That means I'm doing 15 to 20 minutes before the headliner, and this is a step. This is progression. I've been doing open mics and random bar shows for 6 years. I had been thinking, all right, I should be starting a feature now. Hopefully somebody likes me. And then Jamie likes me, and he's having me on the road with him, so I cannot wait. And I also need your help. If you know anybody in the Tempe, Arizona area, let them know that Rydeen and Jamie Kennedy are in town this weekend, Friday, November 23rd to the 25th at the Tempe Improv. I need you. I got to impress the booker. I got to impress Jamie. I got to impress Jamie's manager. And I'll impress you. You'll come and see me and be like, holy shit, he's hilarious. So thank you. Click the link in the bio for tickets. Thank you so much. Before I start this live podcast, I want to shout out another podcast. I have a highly suggested podcast for you guys. It's called Other People's Lives. Yes, I know the hosts. Yes, we agreed to show each other love on each other's podcast. And yes, I believe in what I'm pitching right now. I am truly a massive fan of this podcast. I don't know why that made me laugh. I've been binging Other People's Lives for the past few weeks. They have on guests that share things that people normally wouldn't talk about. That's the whole theme of the show. Like, for instance, in the last episode, they had a phone sex operator, and she talked all about her industry, her style, and she even did some phone sex on them, on the two hosts, Joe Santagato and Greg Dybeck. You might know Joe from YouTube, but yeah, they started having phone sex, all three of them, and then the audio cut, because things got a little too hot and heavy. I wonder what happened in real life. Like, what happened when they cut the audio? I think Joe Santagato and Greg Dybeck kissed. And that's totally fine. It's 2018. Guys can do whatever the fuck they want. And these guys really do whatever the fuck they want. Wide variety of guests. They've had on a 40-year-old virgin, like a real-life one. like I said, phone sex operator. They've had on people with mental illnesses. It's really fucking deep and also funny and fun. It's like our podcast with less AIDS jokes and more AIDS info. Does that make sense? You get the point. Show my buddy some love. It's called Other People's Lives. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts. We are helping each other out. I'm happy to be considered their friend, because this podcast is really fucking great. So anyone who found this podcast from their podcast, I'd like to say welcome to I'm Sorry, Dad, and hold on to your butts. All right, you're about to hear a live podcast. This is the second live podcast we've ever done, so maybe we shouldn't post this because it's not good enough yet. No, I think actually we're pretty natural with the live pods, and it was great. We have our friend Jason Nash on the show as our special guest, and we interact with the audience, which was fun. You guys might have trouble hearing the audience. Just know that there is a Q&A towards the end where the audience has a microphone. So power through the inaudible remarks that are shouted out during the show, and you'll be fine. I think we did a great job. Let us know what you think, and we'll be doing more live podcasts. We have another one in December. I will be announcing that next week. So without further ado, happy Thanksgiving. And don't argue too much with your family. But if you don't argue at all on Thanksgiving, if you don't have some type of weird interaction with a relative, then do you even exist? Enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the pod.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How are you, dude?
Oh, dude, I'm fucking ace.
AIDS?
I don't even know if I'm AIDS, yeah. I'm the actual physical embodiment of AIDS.
That's become our catchphrase of the podcast, just AIDS.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird catchphrase, too, because I don't think that can be applicable to any other, like, organization or group of people, you know?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, you just say AIDS sometimes.
I do, and I don't know why. I said it actually once in front of my friend, who's a good friend of ours, Manon.
Yeah.
And she said, that's not becoming.
Ooh, this was on the podcast.
This was on the podcast, if anyone remembers this. And who says it's not becoming? I've never heard that before. I've never heard.
I'm more put off by saying the word becoming than I am of just randomly shouting AIDS.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just AIDS. It's funny, I think.
It's just AIDS, bro.
It's just AIDS.
So, hey, Brandon, let's talk about my set.
What? Your set?
I felt like it was a little weird.
It's not weird. I mean, did you think it was weird?
You guys think my set was a little weird?
Yeah, ask. We need an audience poll. This is like a Twitter poll, but in real life. So, what did you think? You guys are like looking around. I mean, you're looking like this.
I mean, it was funny.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Just go ahead. Did you think it was bad? You can be honest.
I enjoyed it.
You thought it was good? It was what you expected. It met my standards, which were bottom of the barrel.
Okay, so in other words, I had a mediocre set, and that's what she expected.
Yeah, you met her expectations.
No,
well, I'm glad.
It was cool. I'm not used to. I don't host a lot, and a lot of my jokes are designed to make people uncomfortable.
Sure.
So I think I've talked about this podcast. So like, it's not the best for hosting, but I did a good job. I was funny, right?
Don't you love it when the comedian says that? That was funny, right? It's like a guy making your sandwich at Subway, like, that's good, right? And like watching you eat it. That's good, right? Please stare in my eyes while you eat it.
You know what's funny is comedians after their sets, unless they like kill.
Yeah.
We think like, fuck, was that weird? Was that okay? I wonder if sandwich artists do the same thing.
We don't. I was one for a little bit. We don't. We just want you out of there. Just know that whenever you go to a Subway, they want you out of there.
That should
be their slogan.
Subway.
We want you out of here.
Subway, please leave.
Yeah.
So, guys, I've had a little bit of a rough week.
Why is that?
Fucking surprise, surprise.
Why? What's going on this week? God damn it.
Well, first of all, I'm me.
Okay. So. Not a good start.
Yeah, already starting there, I'm losing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's this new video game out.
What's the game?
It's called Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay, has anyone played this? Okay, we got one person and no one else.
Hey, guys, it's totally okay. Normally, like, you're not supposed to woo during comedy shows, but it's a live podcast now. Fucking woo all you want. So,
you can say whatever you want to us.
So who knows the game Red Dead Redemption 2? Here we go.
I don't know if they're lying. Which one's... Who said that? Really? It's okay. So we got two people out of 70.
Some other people know it. They know it. But,
yeah.
But
okay. So let me break it down what it is. And we're not sponsored by this game, by the way. We just really enjoy it. It's a Wild West game. It's set in 1899. You play a cowboy, and you do cowboy things like raise cattle and milk cows and a lot of things on a farm.
I was just so scared you're about to say another R word. Do cowboy things like raise cattle.
I don't think they would put that in the... I'm glad Jamie liked that. No, you raise cattle, you milk cows, you fuck your sister. The stuff you did in 1899, that was just stuff you did back then. It was like, fine. All of you came from incest. Just know that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's weird. You just described modern day popular porn.
Dude. You fuck
your sister.
That's weird. That's a new thing. That's like... There's like this new kind of porn that's like stepmom fucks her stepson.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, everybody in here can chime in. Why? Why?
It's been a thing for a while.
Oh, so we're like out of date. You're like the hipster of porn. Well, we did that back like 10 years ago. Now it's all about bestiality. Why, what is it?
She's like, She's like, I actually started the trend. I fucked my brother back in 96, put it up on the internet, and here we are.
It was like the Citizen Kane of porn. Everyone watched it, and it was a masterpiece.
Yeah, it is weird. It must be the social deviousness.
Because you watch two people bang, and you're like, okay. And then you watch more people bang, and you're like, okay, how we mix this up? Just change their titles. She's the stepmom, and it used to be he was the, the personal trainer, and she was the trainee. And then that was, like, hot, because it's like, but this is weird now. Yeah. Like, sexuality's gotten a little strange, at least porn.
Yeah,
which
porn.
I haven't watched for 3 weeks, and I'm not just saying that because my girlfriend's here. I actually have not watched it for 3 weeks.
Is it because of Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, I've been masturbating to that.
Nice, dude. Nice joke.
Thank you. we're going to compliment each other's jokes. Okay, back to Red Dead. Why did we get on bestiality and incest?
Because it's cool to fuck your sister, dude.
It's the truth.
Yo.
But...
this is just like our podcast. Stay talking. I'm going to go grab my beer.
You're going to grab your beer? Don't do this to me and leave me up here alone. They're all looking at me. Okay. I should have brought my beer. Fuck.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right, so Red Dead?
Okay, so Red Dead Redemption 2. 1899, play a cowboy. And it's strange because you don't think that you could have a weird, like, epiphany while you're playing a game, because usually you just play games and then jerk off, go to bed. But I had this weird, I was like, wow, people are like, because everybody in that game, man and woman, they're both, like, strong, physically, very strong. And I'm like, but that's because that's all they could do. They had to go on a farm and work. Mm. That's all you could do back in the day and avoid getting killed by everything. Like, in the 1899, like, you worked... avoided death. That was it. You didn't have time to worry about things like a podcast or incest or any of that stuff. You had no time. And so I was like, everybody... And then I was at the gym thinking about this. I was like, everybody here at the gym is doing what, like, is instinctual, which is, like, to work and to lift heavy things and run. Mm-hmm. But you're doing it on, like, a hamster wheel. And you're doing it... You're just lifting heavy things and putting it down. You're not doing anything. You know what I mean? It's like, you're just... it's like a giant area where you're kind of not doing nothing. Is this making any sense?
I see. I think I know where you're going.
Yeah. It was just weird. It was just like a weird epiphany that I had about it. More of just a dumb thought.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Back in the day, people got fit because of their lifestyles. You were just naturally fit because you were, you know, fucking your sister all day.
Yeah.
And
it got you there.
Now our lifestyles are very, you know, sedentary. Is that the word?
Now you go to a building to fuck your sister. It's weird. Yeah. Now you have to go on Craigslist and look up a meeting to fuck your sister. It's strange. But it should just be what you did after you worked, like, on the farm.
Right. So, like, the gym is, like, fake cowboy ranch.
The what now? Say that again.
Wait, hold on. I just realized something.
What'd you realize?
I'm not smart.
Did you just now realize that?
Because
I've known that about you and myself for many years.
I feel so liberated.
That's a good feeling. Give a round of applause for that realization.
Now I can get away with shit.
Yeah. Now you can get away with anything.
It's like, sorry, I'm stupid. So we're only going to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, because it's only two people. Oh, shit balls. There we go. Only two people have played the game. So,
right.
But yeah. No, like... you've sunk in, dude. Did you just stay awake like a whole night playing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were embarrassed by it.
I think Jamie might have texted me something. Had to go to the factory.
Which is across the way.
Jamie had to go to the Laugh Factory. He'll be back for the end.
Yeah.
All right. So curveball. We can handle it.
Yeah. It's always good to check your phone during a performance.
Yeah. I have to, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were playing it the other day.
Yeah, I was playing it the other day, and it continued until the next day.
Yeah, and you were ashamed by that you were playing a video game. You told me you were ashamed.
Yeah, okay, so Brandon and I were talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I just, all of a sudden, I needed to just share something with him, share a secret. So I was like, dude, can I tell you something? And promise you won't tell anybody?
And I said, you're gay. Finally. Finally, you're coming out. And go ahead.
And I was like, I'm gay.
Oh,
I'm gay and...
gay for this game.
Gay for the game. No, I played Red Dead Redemption all night, through the night,
into the morning,
yeah.
and then I never went to bed. And I was very ashamed of it. I mean, I've gotten over it because I'm telling you guys right now.
Clearly.
But I'm 34. I've never done that before. I just kept playing and playing and playing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I should go to bed.
She's laughing at you. She's like, oh my God. I mean, okay, this is my thought process on that. You're a grown man. You can do things that you enjoy doing. It's like, to me, playing a video game all night is no different than like going out to a club and raging. It's the same thing, you know, in terms of entertainment and less of like, I don't know, just in terms of like having a night out and being entertained. It's fine. You don't have to be embarrassed by playing games. People do that now.
I was personally ashamed. I felt like I didn't earn it. I rewarded myself for doing nothing. And like, I went like deep into my psyche. I was like, why am I doing this?
It's
like,
yeah.
Is there a problem in my life? I mean, there's many, but it's like, I was like, am I doing this because I'm avoiding something? Like, what's happening? But I was ashamed of it.
And escapism.
Like, escapism, yeah.
Huh.
But I guess that's what we all do with video games.
Yeah. It's what everyone's doing here, bro. Whoa, fuck. Nah.
Change of subject. Everyone vote tonight, today?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Literally everyone voted?
Every person here voted? Are you serious?
Wow.
How old is everybody here? 20? 20? 22?
22.
Right, you guys? 19? 18. 18. You voted at 18 years old.
Yeah, no shit.
Fuck yeah. No, I mean, he just said it. I just wanted to repeat it. But like, it's like vote. Okay, so is voting considered like badass now?
Here, come.
You get closer to you? Stage. Yeah, I'm getting closer.
Voting's badass, dude.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? I feel like even if you didn't vote, you wouldn't say it publicly.
Yeah.
All right? Guess what? I didn't vote. How do you guys feel?
Boo.
Didn't vote. Why? Mm. I don't care.
He doesn't care.
How do you guys feel?
Yeah, how do you guys feel they didn't vote? What?
Irrationally
angry.
That's...
I agree with that. Hey, everybody, let's shame him because he didn't vote. 3, 2, 1, shame! 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 It's like an orchestra. Shame!
Did you vote?
No.
Fucking good comedic answer, dude. Give it for Brandon. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I did. And I'm totally not just saying that because you got shamed by everybody.
Right. Well, guess what, guys? I did vote, okay?
He did.
I was baiting you.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how tolerant this young generation was. Turns out, only one.
No, I mean, I did, to their credit, I did force them to shame you.
No, I'm talking about the girl who understood why you might not vote.
Oh, what was your answer? Huh? What was your answer?
Don't vote on something that you're not educated.
Yeah.
It's like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm gonna vote. I'm so excited to vote at 18.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I procrastinated. I was like, I'm gonna inform myself
that
I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go to the polls and vote on something that I don't
vote. Oh, so you didn't vote?
No.
Shame!
Shame!
Shame! Shame!
I already feel ashamed.
I'm just kidding. Okay, wait. Hold on. So I didn't vote, but I planned on it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, wait a second.
Wait.
I don't want people to turn.
Brandon.
Yes?
You just said you didn't vote?
Yeah.
Shame.
Yes.
Shame.
Hold on. Hold on.
Wait. This was a bit that we planned. I said, like, I'll say I didn't vote. Everyone will hate me. You said you did vote. Then I'll say I did vote, and people will like me again. Now that I know some didn't vote, Brandon hasn't voted yet. Guess what? I really didn't vote.
Shit. Now no one knows what to say. They're like, shame? I guess.
I have an absentee ballot from Massachusetts. There's a long mailing process. I'm going to vote, and I'm happy to please you guys all. I'm voting all Republican.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
I'm just kidding. I'm voting all Democrat. Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, come on. You gonna? Is one or the other?
It's one or the other now. That's how it works. Go ahead. What are you? You're independent. What does that mean?
Me too.
No side? So you're a centrist?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You got one applause for being in the middle and being like, yeah, you know, like both sides have things that are okay, I guess. He's and like, you got one applause.
He's like, I too am passive. Forget about it.
Yeah. What I've realized is you shouldn't talk about politics because it makes everyone weird.
Yeah, no.
Why? Why is everyone weird? Why?
Very divisive times right now, bro.
I guess, yeah. So nobody... I'm not going to do... That's like a witch hunt being, who voted Republican? I don't want to do that. So I just realized that you shouldn't bring up dating. I mean, no, you shouldn't bring up voting politics on a date or in front of 50 people. So yeah.
I was on a first date during elections, Trump and Hillary. I was on a first date, and the girl told me that she was a Trump supporter. Ooh. Which I'm going to continue the date because I'm horny. but then I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, I might disagree, but that's fine. Suck my dick. but it actually, like, totally, she got upset. I wasn't upset. She got upset. We had a pizza. And she left. She left me. She left during the date. And I was just there eating it with an entire pizza in front of me.
Mm.
And like a true fucking American, I ate the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how, like...
How did eating pizza get about right? The applause of a fucking... of the national anthem? What the fuck?
Eat that whole pizza, boy.
Hell yeah. That's American.
You've earned it.
Eating an Italian dish.
But, oh, man. That was a true story. Yeah. And I didn't get... I had to jerk off that night, so...
You did it for America.
Thank you.
You jerked off for America.
So let's see. This is just like a real podcast.
It is, yeah.
In that we don't know what we're about to say next.
That's okay. What'd you do other than Red Dead? What have you been doing? What's been going on in your life? Tell me all the intricate details.
I got to fight with my girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's good.
We got into an argument, I think it was Friday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what happened? Tell us that. Wait, hold on. Is she here?
She's not here.
Okay, go off. What happened? What happened?
We were both extremely exhausted, like underslept, overstressed.
Yeah.
We went to see her friends play. This was Saturday night. Went to see her friends play.
Okay.
She knew I was really busy, but she was like, I really don't want to go alone. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'll go with you. Went to the play, yada, yada, yada. After the show, I was very hungry, so I said, I was just like... Can we stop in and get like an appetizer real quick?
Mm-hmm.
She did not enjoy that. She was just like, oh, I want to go home. She was in a bad state of mind. Mm-hmm. So was I. So in response to her, like, I want to go home. I was like, you are so selfish.
Oh, boy.
I didn't yell at her.
Oh, man.
I'm exaggerating. It's all a story.
Guys, it's for comedic effect, okay?
I didn't yell at her. I just hit her, guys. I'm not a lunatic. No, she acted immaturely. We've both agreed since then. And then I acted immaturely, and then I got, like, so irritable. And I was just like, I can't believe this. I went to the play with you. I didn't want to go to the play. You know I'm tired. We go to the play. I drive us. We go to the play. It was a good play. I'm glad I went to the play. Then I just asked, like, can I get a snack after? Now you're shutting down. You're breaking down on me. It's like, this should not be happening. You're 28 years old.
This is like a therapy session with 50 therapists. You're like, this is what happened. And it's just like fucking crazy. What do you think?
And my tone in real life was calmer than that.
Yeah.
But I was upset. I was like, what the fuck? I'm doing this for you. I'm a great boyfriend.
Mm.
Give me 20 minutes to eat some fucking meatballs.
Sure.
And then I got too angry. I said hurtful things.
Mm.
I asked her to go home. We agreed that we should separate that night.
Oh, good. That's a rational thing to do.
No, for real. Sometimes you gotta separate
yourself. Oh, I thought you meant literally like, we're done.
Oh.
Over pizza. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Over meatballs.
Over meatballs.
And then we talked the next day. I apologized. She apologized.
Mm.
And that was that. But here's a sweet moment. I think this will be a sweet.
Sweet ending. Moment. Go ahead. You guys ready?
We were still kind of like in a conflict. We were taking some time apart, not calling or texting as much. And this was last night. Mm. Last night, just like really stressed out, and just like worried about money and shit, worried about career. You've guys heard me just like complain.
Are people getting up and leaving? I hear like chairs as you're pouring your heart out.
And then I thought to myself, I was in a moment, I felt weak. And I just felt weak and I wanted love. So I thought to myself, man, I really want to call my girlfriend now and just ask her if she can come over and like hold me.
Suck my dick.
That would have been the comedic choice, but I'm being real right now.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, I had a
moment. When men pour their heart out to each other, they make jokes. That's just what happens. So go ahead.
I had a moment where I wanted love, but I was like, fuck, now we need space. I'm not going to call her. But 5 minutes later, she has the keys to my apartment. 5 minutes later, I hear the door opening. It's my girlfriend. And she was like, I felt like you were stressed out, so I came over to spend the night.
Aww. Shit.
And then I fucked her.
There we go. That is a great story.
That's a true story, except for the fucking.
I masturbated in the bathroom while crying.
No, she came over. I told her, I was like, I wanted to text you. And we snuggled, and it made me feel better.
That's good.
Isn't that nice?
That's a nice
I have dry thing. Mouth again because I just spilled my heart.
Drink beer, which will dehydrate you. Okay. So I'm happy that you and... Do you want me to say her name? I don't have to.
Jenny.
Jenny?
Follow her on Instagram, Jenny Austin.
Do it right now. We're not going to say anything until you do.
No, JK. Yeah. It's good. She's not here tonight because she dumped me this morning.
A little bit of a plot twist there, huh?
Just kidding.
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan film.
Yeah. Surprise. It was The Air.
It was AIDS the whole time.
What was that movie, M. Night Shyamalan, where like... It was like, surprise, it's The Air.
The Happening. Yeah. The Happening is the it's like one of the best comedies you're ever going to watch in your life. It's so funny. Mark Wahlberg, in that movie, he's like, he's literally talking to a tree. So imagine this is a tree. He's like, because he finds out that it's air in nature that's doing this. So he just goes like, listen, we don't want any problems, okay? We don't want no problems, okay? We're just going to get our stuff. And we're gonna get out of here, okay? Everything's fine. He's like touching the tree. And that's the climax of the movie. Is him talking sort of seductively to a tree and asking it for forgiveness.
Is that for real?
I'm not kidding. I feel like people were like, what? That happens in the movie. He talks to a tree.
He's probably like, yo, tree.
I don't know if it's a tree or a plant, but he's talking to a fucking vegetation. And like, it's strange.
He was like, yo, tree, it's gonna be all right,
yeah.
I mean, it's 12:30 now. We got to wake up in 2 hours. We got to go work out. Then after workout, we have lunch. Then after lunch, it's another workout. Keep in mind, we just get breakfast. I don't know. Apparently, Brandon's impression was better. And I'm from Boston.
It's true.
I met Mark Wahlberg once.
Did you? Did you guys fuck? It seems like something that would happen. If I met Mark Wahlberg and I was in the right state of mind, I wouldn't do it. Probably, actually. Now that I'm really saying it out loud, probably wouldn't do it. So go ahead.
I would do it for the story.
Really? If he asked me to fuck, I would be like, it's Saturday night. I don't got anything going on. But no. Just so I could say Mark Wahlberg wanted to fuck me. I want that story.
Well, I'm going to one-up you.
Go ahead.
If he said, want to fuck, I'd say, Saturday night. Yes. For the story. I was like so someone keeps asking, like, who's like the craziest or like coolest person you've slept with? You go around the room, it's like some crazy girl from college, this weird dude. I'm like, I fucked Mark Wahlberg. I fucked Marky Mark. That would have been funnier if I said Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky Bunch.
It was a gangbang. No, I didn't fuck him that night. Met Julian Edelman that night, for real. True story that you heard on stage.
Who?
Julian Edelman. Sorry, I'm mumbling. Ah! I'm in front of an audience. Julian Edelman. I have trouble talking.
Okay, wait, who's that? They're not here, are they?
No, it's okay. Patriots player.
Okay.
I met him, didn't realize it was him. Just like the joke I said earlier, I met him, didn't realize it was him. I was just thinking, whoa, this guy's beautiful.
Are you?
This is getting weird.
Okay. No, let's do this. Let's get into this right now on stage. Fuck you up. Like cock? Because if you do, everyone here will support you, including your girlfriend, who's not here.
Then we'd have one thing in common.
Oh.
We both like cock.
That's a good bonding experience. Hey, babe, you know what? We don't agree on many things, politics, religion, but we both like cock. Cock's good. It's great. When it's nice and veiny, it's good. Vascular. What makes a cock veiny? That's what I'm curious about. This isn't, there's no joke here. It's just a genuine question.
Blood?
Yes.
Veins?
Veins.
Veins make things veiny.
Hmm. I have a cock and I don't know how it works. Hmm. It's on my resume.
Let's talk about that.
That I don't know how it works?
Yeah. We're sponsored by HIMSS, which is a one-stop wellness center for men, including erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Use promo code DAD when you're ordering your HIMSS.
We're doing ads in the show now. you don't know how it works. Most people shouldn't know how their junk works. That's what adds to the mystery and the fun, you know? Okay. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Never know how many veins it has. You don't know. Cocks are like a box of chocolates. Never know how veiny it is. Sorry about that joke, guys. Didn't quite pay off.
I didn't set you up in the best way.
All right, so if you guys were here last month, we're doing it differently. We're doing just talking. Before we're doing videos.
Mm.
You know, you're not really supposed to ask the audience this, but we already did. Is this you guys enjoying this? Yeah, for real? All right, cool.
Are you enjoying your sub sandwich? Please tell me it's good.
Looks like I might get late tonight.
Mm.
If anyone's interested, yes, I'm still with my girlfriend, but I mean, I'll cheat on her. So, no, I'm serious. After the show, I'll be in the men's bathroom if anybody wants to fuck.
Everybody remember that chant that we did before? The shame? All right, so 3, 2, 1.
Shame!
It's not okay, well, infidelity.
Fortunately for you guys, being shamed turns me on.
Shame!
Oh, fuck yeah. Ooh, fuck it. Pussy feels so fucking good.
Well, happy for you that it does.
One time I was intercoursing Jenny.
Mid-coitus?
And I tried out some dirty talk. I was penetrating her. And
this is an erotic novel now.
I was like, yeah, baby, you like being fucked? And she said, usually. So it's good to know she's getting it good somewhere else, you know?
I was going to make a joke and do this. But that would be weird.
Yeah, I don't get it either. So.
Yeah, sure. I don't get it.
All right, should we bring up our guest?
Sure.
Guys ready for our first surprise guest?
Let's do it.
And possibly the only guest.
Hey, folks, hope you're enjoying the live pod. It is brought to you by Legacy Box, one of our favorite sponsors. I actually use Legacy Box for real, so I believe in what I'm saying right here. The whole deal with Legacy Box is they digitize all of your photos, VHS tapes, all the stuff that seems obsolete now. Make it relevant again with Legacy Box. I thought back to my childhood growing up, and all of my family's photos were stored in one giant trunk, like hundreds of photos. But now with Legacy Box, I can access those photos from my devices, and it's amazing. It's making a great Christmas gift for my parents. So I sent a Legacy Box to my sister, who has the trunk of photos now, and she digitized all of the photos, picked out her favorite ones, and now we're going to present that to our parents on Christmas, which will be outrageously heartwarming. We're probably going to cry. So thank you, Legacy Box, for that, and you guys should get on board with this. What you do is you send your Legacy Box filled with old home videos and pictures. They'll do the rest, professionally digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home videos and photos, with over 450,000 families trusting them. Legacy Box. So there's no better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Exclusive people. Go to legacybox.com/dad to get 40% off your first order or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. I'm having trouble talking. Once again, that is legacybox.com/dad and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past with Legacy Box. And now let's get back to the live pod with Jason Nash.
So our first guest, you know him from the podcast. You probably knew him before that on Vine. And you probably also know him from YouTube. Give it up for one of our best friends, Jason Nash. I got you a mic. Hold on.
Forgot about that situation.
Does that mic work?
Can you? I'm here to embarrass me. I love you too, Mom. Sorry, that was such an old joke.
So what's up, dude?
Shut the fuck up, Mom, please. I'm on stage. Jesus Christ. My mother's so fucking annoying and so young sounding. My mother's a cartoon character from Family Guy, apparently. Hi, guys. I love the podcast. I just wanted to say that first off.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man. I listen to it on the elliptical when I go for 8 minutes every day. And yeah. Take a selfie in the gym and then leave.
Nice.
And I do listen to it. I love it. And I'm sure you have a lot of questions about David Dobrik, and we can get right into it.
That's funny.
Right. Have you noticed that Brandon is going lower and lower with the buttons?
Fuck yeah, dude.
On his shirt. I have no.
Have noticed.
He walked in the other day. I thought his balls and dick were out. That's all low the buttons are. Am I doing stand-up? Are you guys going to talk? Or... Anyways, airplanes, guys. So I'm on this flight. I just spit on you. I'm so sorry. That's basically my thing. Jamie Kennedy bailed. I don't blame him. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys. Whenever you guys want to jump in and talk, you can. I don't need to talk the whole time. Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Yeah,
Santa Barbara.
Nice.
No follow up.
You like the ocean, huh? Yeah, you should try inland sometime.
Hey-o.
Okay, they're not all winners, guys. They're not all winners. I went to the psychiatrist the other day.
Back in your Bible.
What a transition.
It sounds like a Catskills kind of joke, but I really did. I went to the psychiatrist last week.
What?
And he goes, because I wasn't feeling so good a couple weeks ago. I was feeling like crazy and manic, and I'm bipolar. And he, and,
you mean that has its ups and downs.
Hilarious.
You're not recording this and putting this out, are you? and I got there on the day, on that Friday, and I said, I feel fine. I feel totally fine today. This is dumb that I'm here. And he's a very arrogant therapist. And he goes, well, that's what someone who's bipolar, that's what they would say. And he goes, you see, you're two people like that. Which I thought was really...
Meaning manic and
really
depressed.
Arrogant.
Yeah. And did you just yell, fuck you, you don't know anything?
I said, well, I talked to myself, and we both think you're an asshole.
Nice, dude.
That was a joke I wrote in the car. I tried it in David's vlog earlier, and it didn't work, and here, not so much either.
It was good.
Thank you, Mom.
On David's vlog, we'd be like, don't make fun of anything! Hey.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Everyone's very sensitive.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Mm.
You guys don't seem very sensitive.
I was gonna see if we would all stop talking after that.
Things are very sensitive.
That's why people just take photos of themselves now. And no one writes jokes or anything.
Yeah, for real.
Everything's great.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, I wanna talk about bipolar a little bit more.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. We can bring the room down. It's awesome.
Or up, depending on who you are right now.
Rye's going to take it in the dumper for the next 20 minutes, guys. Get ready.
Are you bipolar 1 or 2?
14.
All right, I don't think he wants to talk about it.
No, I want to talk about it. I'll talk about it. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't know what I am. I'm some kind of bipolar. Yeah,
all right,
I get real low. I was just at In-N-Out, and I was really low. And then I came here, and I'm really happy. It just comes for like a couple minutes.
Where were you?
Also, I smoke crack.
Probably didn't help.
But you said you were probably doesn't help.
Probably doesn't help.
No, I would say no. Wait, you were happy or sad at In-N-Out?
I got sad for like a minute.
Why?
Because the world's meaningless and nothing matters.
And you had that realization at In-N-Out? Poor In-N-Out.
I was taking pictures of David Dobrik, and I looked at him and I said, he's so fucking young and cute, and I am going nowhere. That's what happened.
Oh, man. Well, I don't want to talk too much about David, but when's his next video going up?
He posts Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, cool.
Let me check with him and make sure it's okay. We talk now.
But that's good to hear, though. That sounds like normal human emotion to be sad for a minute. Sounds like you're bipolar, too. My mom is bipolar 1, which is like the, in quotes, scary kind. It's where you're manic for like days at a time. You stay up and play Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. I'm not that. And talks to trees.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're bipolar 2, which is the better one. So
yeah.
It's like Hodgkin's disease. You got the good one.
The good Hodgkin's.
Is that Hodgkin's?
I think that's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm thing. Yeah,
it's like AIDS and HIV. You have HIV.
Could it's like the same thing.
I do? How can you tell?
Because I gave it to David.
Oh, makes sense. that would be very logical.
Hey, dude. So
Jason, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder to get your attention.
Who are you, Wyatt? This is what Wyatt does all day long. This is what my 12-year-old son does. Mm.
As a joke?
He fucking tap you on the shoulder and he moves.
You know what's funny? Wyatt is so, he's so like in puberty.
Yeah.
His body is so lanky.
Yeah.
Like, his head is still like over on this side somehow. Sorry, I haven't seen Wyatt in like a year, so my apologies making fun of your son's body.
Does Wyatt...
Don't ever do it again.
Does Wyatt... We don't have to talk about this, even though I'm about to.
You guys can talk about whatever you want. Why are you doing that? I don't
Does
care.
Wyatt still call you daddy?
I film my girlfriend and my fights on my YouTube channel. I can do whatever you
Forgot.
Want.
Forgot. Does Wyatt still call you daddy?
Yeah, that we were talking about that the other day. Yeah.
You're talking about that
I have
Wyatt?
A 12-year-old son who calls me daddy still, and my friends think that it's time to switch it to dad. Not bad. You don't think so?
All right, the same girl who says voting's okay, who didn't vote, says calling daddy, your dad daddy, is okay, so you call your dad daddy and didn't vote, so shame! I'm kidding.
Flush that right down the drain.
I think he might still believe in Santa Claus. I don't know. I try to dance around it. I'm like, so Santa is...
What grade is he in?
Not coming, right?
What do you mean? Yeah, he is. He's totally coming.
He's coming.
I put out cookies for him and everything.
What grade is he in?
He's in 7th.
Oh, he's got to stop believing in Santa, dude.
Does he still believe in God?
No, you ruined that, Brandon. Yeah.
Brandon grabs Wyatt by the shoulders every day. He's like, God isn't real.
Have a good day at school.
I sound a lot like Wyatt when I was a kid. I believed in Santa till like 5th grade, I think. And I cried when I found out. I was a little late on that. And also, I called my dad daddy forever. Because my sisters call him daddy. But we didn't have a talk because my dad doesn't speak to me.
Right.
So for years, I wasn't comfortable making the jump to dad. I thought he might be like, huh? Dad?
Yeah.
So I just called him like, And wait till he looked over. It's like, hey! He's like, yes, right? That was it. So I just called him hey and for a few years. Was hoping that'd get more of a laugh. Moving on!
I was, I had a few Jewish friends. I'm Jewish in school. And we used to fucking laugh at everybody that they believe in Santa Claus.
All right.
Well, how old were you?
Like, they're so stupid.
When you were making fun of people, how old were you?
I don't know, like 1st grade.
Do you think people are making fun of Wyatt because he believes in Santa Claus? I don't think so.
The kids don't make fun of each other anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's no bullying that happens.
So you're saying
in the school.
Stand-up comedy is going to be gone in the next generation?
Yeah, pretty much. This is the last show.
Of stand-up comedy ever, even though it's not really stand-up comedy.
Huh. So, guys.
How's your relationship on the podcast? You guys get mad at each other ever?
Yeah.
We had a talk today.
We had a talk. We had an actual talk today.
Like anything I can mediate?
We got through it.
I mean, no, we handled it like two mature adults, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
What was the issue? You didn't post enough on Instagram or something?
No. It was... Oh, you go ahead.
We met up to talk about this show tonight. And we were like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Jason's going to be funny. Turns out none of that has worked out so far.
Not at all.
So we had a meeting about the show. And I have been sensing a lack of motivation from Brandon lately.
It's like my dad.
That's how I feel sometimes, Brandon.
That I lack motivation for what? For this? For the podcast?
Dude, were you in the room?
I am explaining it so they understand. But
okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, good acting.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just like, I've been sensing that. That he's losing motivation, losing interest. So I asked him.
Why?
Body language.
Really?
Lack of texts. Wait, dude, it's okay to act like you've heard this before right now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so, the issue was that you thought that I didn't give 100% for the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I think Jason can attest to this. I give 100%, but I don't act like it. Does that make any sense?
What is that?
I don't know. I hoped you could attest to that. But it's like, I told you, it's like when you go into work. It's the same thing. It's like going into work at a job.
Yeah.
Not that it's not enjoyable. It is. But it's the same thing. Like I don't walk in and go like, oh, boy. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't do that for Subway. When I worked at Subway. You know what I mean?
What Brandon said, which I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I might have a bad attitude, but when you press record, I perform.
I get into it. Yeah, I get into it.
Yeah, I meant like perform as in like you step it up.
Yeah. No, I do. And that was the argument. That was really all it was, wasn't it?
And did you accept that? Did you accept his answer that he...
he's
too cool for everyone. He doesn't have to try so hard and off Rye.
There was more... I you know this, dude. He doesn't fucking text back.
He texts me back. No, I don't know.
No, he does. Also...
it was just today.
He doesn't text you back?
Usually not.
What was it about? What was the text? I forgot. It doesn't matter. But
whenever I text about the podcast, I have to text at least 5 times.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You texted me to get me here. You said, I've asked Brandon many times to ask you to come to the show. Yeah. So I'm texting you. Can you do the show Tuesday night?
Yeah.
So, wait, hold on. Is this boring right now, guys? All right.
This is an actual, like, discussion, so I apologize. Just pretend like there's a glass here and that...
I'm so glad I don't have a relationship with either of you right now.
I gotta check the time. Okay.
Is it time to go?
No, not really.
Shit.
The show's... The night's supposed to end around 11. We gotta end 11, 11:05, just to let you guys know. Wait, was that weird? Let's conclude this story.
Sure. The story is basically we got into an adult conversation. It wasn't an argument. And then we agreed that...
You'll text better.
That I'll text better. And that I will do that.
And also...
That was it.
Now I know that your body language doesn't mean you're not interested.
Yes. What does my body language look like now?
Good.
Good? No, go ahead. No, I'm curious. I don't know my own body language. I don't know what it looks like.
It looks like
I don't know what my own body language looks like.
Here, I'll show you your body language when you arrive to my apartment.
Go ahead.
When Brandon's arriving to work, first he texts me, here. I go outside to the gate. It's not there.
I text you here when I'm in my car.
You text me here when I'm still parking. Now that I know that, I wait a few minutes. I look up the road. He's walking up. He's like,
what's up, dude? I'm Scooby-Doo and the Cookie Monster combined into one thing.
Sometimes he's got a bag of trash from his car.
Yeah.
that he wants to leave at your place.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he comes to my house to upload his videos.
My Wi-Fi's bad.
Well, he comes to my house to give me trash.
I buy apples. I don't eat apples. I buy apples because every time he comes, he takes one apple.
I buy bananas. I don't eat
you
them.
Do?
Yeah.
They've never bonded more than this moment. Why?
Maybe he has performance anxiety and he's like nervous that he's about to record with you because
yeah,
you're
probably.
So funny.
I think you're right. That's a good. I think you're actually, right. That's a good. Because I do think you're very funny, and I do. The reason why I let you lead the podcast is because you are more articulate than I am. Does that make sense?
I disagree. I disagree. I'm not more. You're more articulate than me.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, but, stop. We just keep in, like complimenting each other.
More articulate than I. Mm. See, I can't even. I have trouble saying the word articulate. Why do you think I'm articulate?
Is anyone here tonight and they just like stumbled in? They have no idea what this is. That's always my favorite thing at a stand-up comic. What the fuck is this?
What's going on?
Who are these three idiots?
Why are these two
Who?
Discussing?
I'm sorry, what podcast?
All right, we got to keep things rolling.
All right, thanks, guys.
Wait, Jason. Mm. No, I was going to say, where can people find you? Like, it's a real podcast. Like, shout out your Twitter handle.
Oh, I'm just at Jason Nash. You can find me on there. I'm going to close all the accounts pretty soon, so get on there.
All right, guys, give it up for Jason Nash.
Bye, guys.
Thanks,
you.
Jace.
Thank you, Jason. All right, we're going to start a Q&A section.
Oh, boy.
I got to grab a mic from my friend over there. Could you bring it over here? Thank you. Josh,
yes, sir.
You cool with...
I can hold
Mike. All right, cool. So we're going to... You guys... yeah. Oh, thank you. We're going to do a quick Q&A here. Our buddy Josh Darnett is going to pass the mic around.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
If you have a question...
Is this on? Hello?
Hell yeah.
It's wireless. This is nice.
So if you have a question, raise your hand. Josh will come around. You can ask us anything, really.
Anything you want. Within reason, so not everything. Go ahead. Whoever wants to. Now they're like, I don't want to ask a question.
Last time, everyone had a question.
No. It can just be a question. Me, anything.
Here.
You asked about taxes.
Oh, God. I just want to know, why don't you text him back?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
This is what happens with me in texting. So I always want to do it. It happens. And then something else happens, whether it be stupid or important. Stupid meaning like I just got a notification that like Ted Cruz just became governor or whatever, or important meaning like something's going on
Red
in
Dead
my life.
Redemption.
Yes, Red Dead Redemption, and then I forget, and then I get another text, and I go, "Fuck, this is bad," and then I do the same thing where it only happens sometimes, and I think you agree, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just being defensive because it's not the best behavior.
Whenever I text Brandon, I expect to. Text him 5 more times. Usually happens.
Okay.
Does
it really usually happen?
Yeah, and if I was saying, hey, want to hang out,
you
can ignore me. But podcast stuff is about work, so I'm like, this is serious, dude. Fucking respond.
I get that. All right, well.
So then do it!
That's your dad coming out of you, Ryan. Shit.
Yeah. I've got another question.
Yeah, we got one right here.
How long does it take you to come up with topics for each podcast?
As long as it takes me to think of how to answer this question.
Yeah.
No.
We do it on the fly. We don't have any... We've done it a couple times where we've had something that we wanted to talk about. But usually it's just like, whatever. It's usually just we go in and we start just going, we're like, I don't know. Let's just start.
Which sometimes I think that makes our podcast suffer. Sometimes it makes it thrive.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it doesn't work out. I feel like tonight is working out. Like we're being fun and funny.
Mm-hmm. But you feel like sometimes on the podcast it doesn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel that way because I don't feel like a podcast is completely free form and you don't have to make it funny all the time. So that's why I'm okay with not having like, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing. I don't know what that was. But you know what I mean?
I don't think it has to be funny. It just has to be interesting and entertaining.
Well, I think it is.
But sometimes if we have a guest on, I'll do some research on them. Just so I have some interesting questions. Lately, I have been writing down questions for guests, which has helped. Although I have it on my phone, which then the guest thinks I'm like checking text and stuff.
That's good in the middle of it.
But yeah, really, we just think like, what's interesting in the world? Who do we know that's interesting?
Mm.
And that's how we do it. But we've both talked about we want to have on like people we don't know. Like
yeah,
we just had on Katie Morton, therapist.
Yeah, I want to have on a sociopath.
Yeah,
because of the Shane Dawson thing. Anybody watch that? Did you like that? It was good. Yeah. Okay, so Jesus, bring Shane up.
I asked some of you.
He comes down from the fucking. He comes.
Earlier, I asked if you've been enjoying the show, and you're like,
Shane, yes. No, but it was good, right? I thought it was so good, and but everyone got upset because it was like insensitive to sociopaths. That's how weird things have gotten. People are like, you can't make fun of psychopaths. You can't make fun of murderers. They have feelings. You know what I mean? It's like strange because people. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
Right, what were you saying? Right. What, they don't have what?
No, I said like they won't feel it though.
They won't be insulted.
They won't be insulted. That's what I'm saying. Why are people with feelings defending people who don't have them? Apparently, I don't know. But that whole series.
We're human, so we should care.
We should.
Yeah.
I agree. You're like the voice of reason. This whole show. It's kind of funny. We want to have people that we have no clue who they are. We've never met, and I think we should start doing that more often.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
Yeah, here we go. Next week.
Do we have another question out there?
Yeah.
I know you guys were talking about the video game where you play the cowboy. Have you guys ever watched Westworld?
Yeah.
On HBO.
I haven't.
Well, Brandon, you should watch that.
Really?
Game, like you just said, it's like life is a simulation and it's robots and it's a whole game. You just need to watch it. I don't want to explain it. I won't do it justice.
Was that like a twist in the thing? Or is that
nope,
like the show?
It's known from the first episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's Westworld, so it's like Western times. It's really like primal. But then a follow-up question. I know in another episode you guys were talking about comedy and like what's next, and you guys made a joke about it earlier, like when is it going to die?
Mm.
And... I like really have been liking adult animated shows recently, like Big Mouth, and
BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, and I know you guys haven't really mentioned those in the pod. So, do you guys watch those? And what do you think of them?
Yeah,
I love them. That's it. Next question. Yeah, they're great. Next question.
I love BoJack Horseman. I love Big.
Sorry. To me, that's what's the next level of comedy. Like,
yeah.
Animated shows.
Yeah, the animated adult humor. I mean. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I feel like they can get away with a lot of the jokes because of that, because they are horses and pigs and they're talking, even though they're basically just have like human emotions and they're talking about human struggles and stuff. That's why they can make really fucked up jokes. But on like a sitcom, it's taken within context of these are people talking, you know, so it doesn't. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's where it's. Go like comedy is going completely, but it's definitely I think it's definitely an aspect of it.
I think I love BoJack Horseman and Big Mouth. Both hit so close to home for me that it's hard for me to watch, to be honest.
Yeah, and you know what I noticed too is that these new comedy shows super like dark and like real and are not always funny. Have you noticed that? Like BoJack is a super dark show. It's funny, mm-hmm. but it's got these weird moments where like BoJack will just be like, "Oh, my depression, my life," and it's not funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, my phone. Yeah, no, I get that.
I love both. But I really do. I think comedy is going to swing back to just silly. Because right now, we got to wrap up this question.
Yeah.
Get to the next. But I think comedy will have a swing back to just the ridiculousness of like Mike Myers and Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura. I hope it just becomes wacky so comedy can be funny and it doesn't have to be deep. You don't have to...
Deep is good. It's good, but...
Deep is good.
Deep is good. That's what my girlfriend tells me.
You're on fire tonight. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. But I think deep is good. But I do think that people... Because times are so bad right now, I think things will go back to... Even like musicals. Like, who saw La La Land? It was fucking great. Like, and it was in an age of like this weird cynicism and everything. And it like won, I don't know if it won Best Picture, but it was nominated for a fuck ton of things. It was so good.
Yeah.
And I think that those kind of like unabashedly joyful things that like aren't cynical like at all mm-hmm. are gonna come back because things in reality
right.
get bad. That's what happened in World War II with musicals like Sound of Music. Those were made for people going to war and yeah. because things were so shitty. That's the only reason they were made.
Right.
As like yeah. as a band-aid for how shitty things were. So I think it's gonna go back. But
I do too.
But I have no fucking clue.
I do too, and I hope it does. I grew up in an era of wackiness in the 90s. I was born in 84, so I grew up worshiping Chris Farley, Mike Myers, Jim Carrey. Total wackiness.
Do any of you guys know who those people are?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, good, good. Okay. Because I heard just like silence, and I was like, oh no. Those people are only like 40, and I hope they're not like dead already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But do we have another question?
Yeah.
There's one in the back here.
Oh. Who is it?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question kind of mainly for Brandon. Okay. I saw your 100th video based on The Shining.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider working with film students or and write with them?
Okay, so work with?
Yeah.
Oh, was your question finished? I'm sorry.
Or and write with them.
Write with? No, because I think writing is something you should do on your own. I really think that. But I think that working on something like a project, like a film or whatever, a short film. It should be a team effort. But I do think that the writing should be, like, to yourself. It's a very isolated thing to do. But because of that, you get more out of it. Whenever I've written with somebody, is Jason here? Jason's not here anymore, right? Jason and I wrote a movie together, and it was so fun, but it was a comedy. And if you're doing something that's more, like, from the depths of your soul, then I think you should be alone because that's when the best stuff comes out, is when you're by yourself.
So you said... You think writing should be done alone?
Unless it's comedy. I think comedy benefits from that like group mentality, even like getting drunk or high and writing comedy. Like some of my favorite comedies were written by people that were high, like Half Baked. If anyone's seen that, I don't know. Yeah. Half Baked. Half Baked is great. They wrote that whole script while they were baked. Unsurprisingly.
Dave Chappelle hates that movie, by the way.
I think it's so good. I think it's so funny because it's just jokes. It's just wacky shit, like you were saying. But to answer your question, yeah, I think that working with film students because they have this fire to work is really beneficial. But in terms of writing, I think that's always something you should do on your own if it's like more in your heart or what some bullshit.
I should probably address that I'm hitting my Juul right now. Sorry, guys.
Oh my God, dude, Juuls are just like smoking 7 packs of cigarettes. But have you not seen that commercial?
Yeah. But I can do it because I'm performing right now. It's part of the act.
Yeah,
for real,
cool.
That's a law in LA. Like I forget what it's called. Boring. Next question.
Next question.
I've got a question over
hello,
here,
sir.
Josh.
That's that.
Yes, let me get there.
Give it up for our buddy hello. Josh for helping out.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
Who needs this?
Josh Darnett from Vine.
Thanks, guys.
I know. I remember you.
Oh man, I hate being told that. I used to love your videos. I remember.
I remember. I still watch them. I don't care how old I am. I still watch your guys' Vines.
Awesome, cool.
No matter how old. I had a question. Would you guys still be doing Vine if it didn't like die?
Good question.
No, I don't think so.
I was already burnt out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't delete my account.
Yeah, me neither.
I would probably do it a lot less.
I think that I've said this before, but I think that format kind of ran its course for me, not for other people still making shit, but I just like, same with you, I think, burnout and just like, how many times can you do this same, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. It's very restricted.
I'll tell you how. You Google memes, turn them into videos. Call
there you
them your
go.
Own.
Go on no, Reddit and steal happened. Ideas. No, yeah, people were, it was weird. It was like the last comedy era of Vine or whatever. It was a really weird, it was memes, which was like what happened on YouTube when it first started. So it went from like really like, does anybody remember like 2013 Vine? I don't know if people do, but it was like the most basic, racist, misogynistic shit. That was like black people be like, duh. Yeah. White people be like, duh. And then it's fucking, and then that's the joke, was that we're different, I guess, for some reason. And yeah, and then as it got a little bit later, it became more experimental, became more alternative, and it became wackier. And I think that me and Rye weren't really into that as much, but we weren't into the racist stuff either, but we were more like in this weird middle ground of like sketches.
I've always been into the wackiness.
Yeah.
But yeah, towards the end it became selfies. I love Cody Coe.
Cody Coe's great. Cody's great.
I never laughed at a Vine where it's just somebody talking to themselves. It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean.
So I didn't like that. That was popular. I was like, I don't know.
Different strokes for different
folks. Then there I am putting a wig on and going in public. Everyone's like, you're trying too hard. I am trying hard for you.
Yeah. If you want to feel what AIDS and cancer feels like, just look at a comment section ever, anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. I mean, I think they're getting more positive, but I don't know.
Do we?
Maybe.
It is, what time is it?
What?
11:10.
Sure.
We'll take
a couple more questions, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to be out here at 11. Rick, how are we doing? We can go a little bit late.
Couple more?
Okay. What do you say we do two more questions?
Two more questions.
There's one over here on the side if you want to take them.
Where? Yeah. Oh, hey. What's up, man? How you doing?
So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So, do you, like, mainly for Brandon, but, like, Rye, sure, you can answer. No, just, like.
That's my life.
What? Do you have any advice for, like, young creators or, like, filmmakers trying to break out and, like, find success with, like, what they're trying to do? Because, I mean, I'm in college right now, and I'm just kind of trying to find a reason to drop out.
Hey. Hey, motherfucker.
She's right there behind the big motherfucker. Wall.
You know, you can ask me that, too, because I'm successful, too, motherfucker. Hey, I have a question about success, mostly for Brandon.
No, I mean, it was...
Fuck you! Get out! I'm kidding.
I'm taking the mic.
So your question is, should you drop out of college?
Well, I mean, I need a reason. Like, I'm not just
a reason to drop out of college? Drugs. Don't do it. I'm kidding. No, do you want it? What do you want to do? Filmmaking?
Yeah,
or like just anything?
I want to be a filmmaker, but like,
drop out.
Thanks.
Do you don't need? Sorry. Go ahead.
I want to be like, it's stereotypical, but I'd love to direct or like become a cinematographer.
Sure.
But like, unless you're going to like a top tier private school, like the public university system fucking sucks.
Yeah.
For film, because you don't touch a camera until your junior year.
Yeah.
And I'm 18 and I'm almost done with my first semester and I want to die.
I get that.
you gotta have more patience.
No. Hey guys, here's the thing you take from this. Fuck school, do drugs. Hell yeah, I'm kidding. That was a joke. But drop. Okay, here's the honest thing. Okay, so like, if you want to, no one's gonna teach you what is directing in your head. Like directing of whatever short film in your head. What does that mean?
I mean, I think the best directors take ideas like either from themselves or from other people and make it the best that it can be. So like,
it's just telling a story. That's all you're doing. Yeah. When you're doing something like that, you're just telling a story. You don't need to go to school to do that. You don't need to do, if you want to do something creative and just make things, and you're good at it, and you have a passion for it, you don't need to go to school for it. Right. You just don't. You learn by doing it, and then if you fucking suck at it in the beginning, everyone does, you keep doing it, and you just keep fucking chucking at it. And if you do anything long enough, you get good at it. It's just how the world works, and like how skills work.
And right. I can speak on the networking end of it. A lot of people approach us in public or after shows saying like, hey, I want to do film. And they pretty much say like, can you help me?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You gotta organically develop real relationships with people in the industry.
Yeah.
You don't go up. You can go up to somebody and say, I love your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Don't be like, can you give me advice? Can I meet with you? Because
I'll suck your dick, please.
That happens a lot, and that's an immediate, people think immediately, oh, that guy's insane.
Sure. No, I mean, it's...
You got to organically get to know people in your community. So get to know your community. Community. I'm okay. So articulate.
What was your name, man?
My name is Chase. Yeah, but when you said that, I was like, oh, shit, I sent my demo reel to you earlier.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we chatted. It's okay.
Yeah, and I'm happy you spoke up. That was a joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he emailed me, or he sent me a DM. It's because you offered me a service, actually, because we were looking for a producer. She's like, I have experience. I can do this for you.
Did you guys send each other dick pics, and you're just covering up? What's going on?
I mean, I'm 18.
I sent you my demo reel. Right? And you liked it.
Is that what you
got? Yes.
It?
I did.
But no, yeah, I'm gonna watch your demo reel because we might be looking for a producer. So that was good. See there you heard we were looking for something.
Yeah, well I listen to every podcast, so it's like.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Is it Chase? You said.
Yeah, Chase.
Chase, about the, just to give you advice, I don't know. You can't teach. This sounds so cliche. You can't teach passion at school. You can. Passion comes here. You can learn things at school, but only if it's like, you can get cameras. At school, if you go to film school, but if you want to make stuff, buy a camera. You can buy a fucking camera that looks like a movie from 2007.
And I bought one.
Huh?
I bought one.
Dude, start making shit. Just start making it.
I'm trying. It's like
do it.
It's like the justification. It's like nowadays everyone has to go to college, you know. And I'm just like, it makes you want to die.
And also, I'm gonna take a Gary V's stance here and say you got to be patient.
Yeah.
You said it's your first year and you want to die. Like, dude, it's going to be like a long life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be patient. And I hope I didn't, me saying organically develop relationships, I hope that didn't come off as like,
No.
Shut the fuck up.
Course.
But from what you said earlier, all where it was like, question about success, Brandon, shut the fuck up. Just kidding. All right. One more question.
One
then
last one.
We'll take pictures outside. I got one. Oh. are you laughing? Do you feel like yelling it?
Yeah, I can yell it.
Okay, can everyone hear her?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Did you say a weed channel? Do that. Yeah, you're legal. You can smoke weed legally. Then you're fine.
Right.
Well, I had a meth channel like 2 years ago that I shut down, and when I was in doing that,
that was really funny. What happened to that?
It was I just got it shut down for other reasons. My mom was in on it, and we weren't cutting the profits evenly.
Yeah.
And she was getting high on her own supply. But I don't know in that particular case about making a weed channel. But if you're just talking about making a channel in general. Rye, I think maybe we can both say you just gotta not care, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really do YouTube, but I mean, like, I could.
Yeah, you could.
Just start doing it, and maybe give yourself like make videos and don't post them yet.
Yeah, it is awkward to be in front of a camera. For sure, yeah. But you get past that after a while, and then you're fine with it. And
And like Brandon said about writing, just suck for a while.
Yeah, you have to suck at things before you're good at them. No one's good at something automatically, ever.
Yeah,
you know.
But and you know what weeds people out of doing show business?
What
is people giving up because they can't get past the suck period, or they're not. Talented enough or something else happens. But a lot of comedians in stand-up are like, what? I have to do open mics every night for fucking 4 hours? Like,
yeah.
I'm out. Yeah. And the rest of us is like, good riddance, more room for me.
Yeah.
So you gotta love the process. And like, if you don't love the unromantic stuff, if you don't love the pain of it, then that might not actually be something you want to do. So I know I want to do stand-up because like, even though I hate open mics, I love that I hate it and I do it and I'm in it together with other comedians. Like, yeah, we're fucking doing it. Like,
yeah.
We can make it.
Yeah.
And other comedians are like, fuck that. I'm going to bed.
You can record yourself eating food on camera and then call it a mukbang and then people might watch it. I'm just kidding. No, what did you say?
I said I record here and there, but I don't post it because I
forget. What are you going to lose by posting it? You know? Jerry across the street gonna be like, nice video, loser? What do you care what Jerry thinks? It's fucking Jerry. Who cares what he thinks? Jerry doesn't even care what Jerry thinks.
Post it.
I came in like an hour and a half to come see you guys.
Oh, that's so nice. What the fuck? You're from the mountains? What? Antelope? You rode an antelope here? Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Well, Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Well,
give it up for the drunk girl in the corner, everybody. I'm just kidding. I love you. I had to get a laugh. Guys, we gotta
post it. Post it. Post it. Post it.
Post it, goddammit.
Fucking post it. And tag me, goddammit. Jesus Christ.
Guys.
We've taken this photo for fucking 15 minutes. You're not even gonna tag me.
Guys.
Sorry.
That has been the pod. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah! I'm gonna go to the bathroom and stuff.
Nice.
But maybe Brandon too, but we're gonna be out in the courtyard here taking pics and shit.
Of ourselves.
I'm so annoying, dude. Like, who am I? All right. We gotta end it like as we traditionally do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Thank you, good night.
Live pod, what'd you think? We're able to do these shows because of our sponsors, guys. We love all of our sponsors, and we love that you guys love them too. We're getting good feedback, so it really means so much to us that you use our promo codes and you support our sponsors with us. With that said, this episode has also been brought to you by Robinhood. We've talked about Robinhood before. It's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, options, and cryptos all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone and not just the wealthy, which is good for me. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for their first time with true confidence. So my experience with that has been extremely useful. I have been using it, and I'm starting to understand stocks and stuff, stocks and bonds and all those other keywords that I never understood before. Robinhood has really helped me get my stuff together. You know, like, I'm an adult. It's time to get my money in order. Robinhood is a valuable app because there are no costs or no commission fees. The design is amazing and super easy to use, and you learn by doing. You learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds, and there are custom notifications for price movements, so you never miss the right time to invest. Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at sorrydad.robinhood.com. That's sorrydad.robinhood.com. I'm sorry, Dad.